It's the Burt Show.
All right, so let me tell you guys about Friday night.
Okay.
So I went to go see Tyler Perry's show at the Fox.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
Big Happy Family.
Big Happy Family. I got to tell you guys, normally when I go to the theater, I'm in there 20 minutes and I'm looking at my watch.
The theater.
I got to get out of there. Mm-hmm. I just have ADD. I'm not a big musical guy. For me, if everything were done in 20-minute blocks, I'd be fine. This show is, it was 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
3 hours long. Started at 8 o'clock and ended up at 11 o'clock.
Wow.
And it's mostly because Tyler Perry is improvising. Like, he stops everything that's going on the stage, talks to the audience, and then makes everybody get back in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then at times, Tyler will sort of, like, give you a life message, and then he goes back in the scene. I want to tell you guys something. It is the most fun I have ever had in a theater.
Really?
Really?
Ever in my life. It was the best show I have ever seen. Melissa saw it on Thursday mm-hmm. night, so I went on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need me to sell him tickets. It's sold out. In fact, I think it's gone.
Yeah.
The 18th, well, I think, is the last day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's all sold out. So
it's all sold out. If it ever comes back here with Tyler in it, you have got to go see this thing. I was laughing at things I didn't even know what they were saying on stage, and I was laughing about. But Melissa was right. It becomes almost like this church-like experience mm-hmm. where the laughter is a little bit louder at a Tyler Perry show than it is at a non-Tyler Perry show. And there's a little more interaction going on between the cast and Tyler and mm-hmm. the audience. Dude, it was so funny.
Mm-hmm. It was great. It was
awesome.
A great show.
Fantastic.
That's one of those shows you leave and you're just in a better mood that carries you through several days.
Totally.
Because you've had so much fun. You've been laughing so much.
Tyler Perry is a mood changer.
That's
absolutely
awesome.
Okay.
That's incredible. You guys both were raving about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Well, he's such a bigger than life character. Here's the thing that you can tell about Tyler is when he's Madea and he's dressed up like that woman and he's bigger than life on stage. First, he's got heels on. He's already 6'5".
He's a huge dude.
And he's loud and he's funny and he just commands the stage and he's bigger than the stage. But at the end of it, he leaves and he comes back and he's Tyler Perry. He's out of his clothes, his onstage clothes, and he's Tyler. And you can tell that the dude is humble and
soft-spoken
and I don't want to say uncomfortable on stage because he was never uncomfortable, but you could tell that that character is bigger than his real personality.
Yeah, he was a slight bit awkward. Now, I don't know whether mm-hmm. it's because at the end, he was just thanking the crowd and explaining about his mother's death, and that inspired him to write mm-hmm. this particular play. And so maybe that was because he was talking about something that was very vulnerable to him. Maybe that's why he had this kind of mm-hmm, awkwardness about
maybe.
Him. But it could be that just in that, you know, because we've known people like that before, that even on a smaller level, that when they're in public, it's one thing, you turn it on and you're able to kind of get that energy out. But when you're one-on-one, just yourself, you know, he's a little shyer, I think, you know,
I think
one-on-one.
So. I think so. Hey, good morning, Karma. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert.
Hey, Karma.
I went Thursday night, the opening show,
mm-hmm.
and when it was over, I couldn't even talk because I laughed so hard. And I cried, I laughed, and mm-hmm. it was just fantastic. And we sat on the second row, so
nice.
That was the first time I've ever sat up that close to one of his plays, and it was just great.
I just have never sat in an audience where they break character like Tyler does, and he's just so funny, and then he demands everybody to get back in the scene, because the characters on stage have no idea what Tyler's going to do next,
yeah.
but it's hilarious.
And then when Katie and I went, and I love the theater, so we go all the time, and one of the things I try to explain to her, this is not like a movie theater where we can walk in after it's already started,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
there's some plays that will not allow you into the show until mm-hmm. there's a break in the scene because it distracts the actors on stage. I said, and especially with the Madea, you know, I don't know what's going to happen if we're late. And
yeah.
we were toward the front too. And so we got in our seats on time, but somebody in the front row didn't get to their seats mm-hmm. on time on Thursday
oh, no.
night.
Uh-oh.
And Madea called them out.
Yes.
So
same.
So it was hilarious.
I thought it was very interesting that all the white people were in their chairs by 7:30
yeah.
and there was only like 10 of us, but we were there by 7:30 waiting for it to start. Black people still coming in at 8:10, 8:15, and Tyler is ripping on them as
ripping
they come in. Right?
Really?
Yes.
I don't know what 8 o'clock is to you, but 8 o'clock to me is 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
I mean, it was hilarious.
Hilarious,
yeah.
Really funny.
Awesome.
So Tyler had a party at his house on Friday night. It was the 100th. It was a celebration of the 100th showing, and I got an invite to it.
Oh, cool.
Oh really?
Wow.
That's awesome.
There was less than 100 people, and they asked me if I wanted to swing by and hang out with Tyler and a bunch of his friends and stuff like that.
Cool.
So Stacy and I said, yeah. So we ended up over at Tyler Perry's house on Friday night.
What does his house look like, dude?
I tried for two or three times this weekend telling people what his house looks like, and I can't come up with a description for it for you because it's the biggest home I've ever been in my life.
Really?
It's about 45,000 square feet, I'm assuming.
Damn.
And it sits by itself on a road. He said he loves his isolation because we spent some time with him. This wasn't come on into my house and just go over there and eat and drink and I'm not going to show up. He came up to Stacy and I, and we probably talked on two different times for about 10 minutes both times.
Mm-hmm. Nate.
And he is just as humble. He's as humble as it gets. He really is so appreciative of everything that he has, and you don't feel like it's an act at all. But this home is...
The home itself is not humble.
No.
Well, the man who lives in it is.
The next time he's in, he'll tell you the history of that property and why it was so important to him.
Oh, neat.
After a while to get that property, because there are some racial undertones there that made him really want that property very, very much.
Interesting.
But it's about a 45,000-foot square home, and it is... decorated impeccably, man. I mean, it is the most beautiful. Everything is marble. They're gold toilets, man.
Wow.
I don't know if it's real gold, but the toilets are gold in there. They're beautiful.
Tyler's like, why are you saying it's not real gold, dude? What is it about me that you don't think it's real gold?
It is just beautiful. I mean, this is a huge Olympic-sized swimming pool. He's got tennis courts. It's just...
wow.
It was amazing. And I get to hang out with the guy, and he's just seriously as humble a guy as I've ever met in my life. Just so thankful by what he has and is as nice as it gets. So it was just amazing.
Very cool.
Who else was at the party?
There's nobody I really knew. There was another DJ there that I knew that I hung out with for a little bit, but outside of that, there was less than 100 people. There was a lot of people from the cast.
Okay.
And probably some of their friends also, but it wasn't like this big public, come to Tyler Perry's house type deal. It was a real honor to be there, and I was in awe all night.
Cool.
And wow. The only thing that I'll report back to you guys is seriously, like, this guy's the real deal. He so appreciates everything that he has in his life, and his real-life personality is nothing like Madea. I mean, it couldn't be any further from Madea, you know? So if it ever comes by again and he's in it, I would definitely check it out if I were y'all. Definitely. Here, Bird Show.